Have you ever fought in a war?
How old was I? I was just out of high school. I was 17. And I wanted to join the Marines, but my mom wouldn't sign my papers. And so I had to wait until I was 18. And in that interim, I actually took drafting at Benson High School. They were giving classes in welding and riveting and drafting, all the skills they needed to build ships. Portland, because we're on a nice couple of rivers here, we have good places to float big ships, and we needed a lot of ships during World War II. So there were several companies that started here to build ships, big ships, to haul troops around, and smaller ships to do different kinds of things, like look for mines that are floating around. And I worked on a shipyard, and a shipyard which was very close here was called Albina Shipyard, and we built submarine chasers. And these were tiny, they were 170 feet long, maybe about the size of, 170 feet, I don't know, a big city lot. But they were small, and they were to go out and listen for submarines. They had a lot of devices aboard which let them listen for ships under the water, and then they had things that they could drop and try to blow those things up. They were called submarine chasers, and that's what I worked on. One of the shipyards across the Willamette River still may be there, Willamette Iron and Steel it was called, and they built minesweepers. And then there were shipyards out in St. John's, which was a neighborhood out where the bridge is, and over in Vancouver across the Columbia River, that built freighters and troop hauling ships. These were big cargo ships. And a lot of people worked in the shipyards. They needed lots of people, and a lot of people came here from other places to work in the shipyards.
Was it hard and dangerous making the ships?
Well, it was, really. People had to be very careful because, you know, ships are, you know, they're really pretty big structures, and you get some of these cargo ships, and these guys would be messing around with a big plate of steel that weighed a lot and a crane holding it up, and they're trying to rivet it or weld it together, and that can be very dangerous. And I think that there were lots of accidents in those days where, and welding is, you know, lots of sparks and cutting steel and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it can be a very dangerous occupation.